This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 5th. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out a little shaky. We actually had some minor gaps lower in several of these live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. Some of the front month lives reversed back up and filled those gaps, whereas feeders, they did get a bit of a bounce from the lows of the day, but we still see some gaps showing on some of the deferred contracts. So that's a red flag for the market. After a big run, market seems to have kind of struggled to maintain that upward momentum. But we're still above those significant highs that were broken through here a couple weeks ago. Cash trade so far this week has been steady to steady. We've seen cash trade early in the week at around 111 to 112, which would have been up 1 to 2. We did see some movement yesterday at around 109, which is down 1. So it's a kind of a choppy type of action. Dress trade around 174, which is unchanged from last week. The box beef values yesterday slightly lower. Choice down 56 cents at 204. Select down 32 cents at 192. The spread's at 1188. Movement 119 loads. Export sales have been right about where we've seen the last 3 weeks at 16,000 tons. What's worth noting here is that Hong Kong took 9,200 of that, South Korea 3,100, Japan 1,600. This is just my assumption, but I think China is buying U.S. beef through Hong Kong, and because there's just no way Hong Kong would consume that much beef. Trade war or not, they're finding a way to access the U.S. beef market. So the packers, of course, looking at heading into the fall and into the holidays, domestic demand has been very strong. Export sales have been solid, and packers have been a little slow to do the forward contracting. We are seeing more of that this week. They are contracting for delivery late in the year and into early next year. So clearly they expect that prices are going to be at least where they are today, if not a little bit higher. The feedlots, on the other hand, still looking at record numbers on feed. They're moving through those numbers fairly steadily. They've managed to stay current, but they also have a lot of calves that are en route. This is the month where you see the heaviest placements of calves. So they're a little more eager to get these pens emptied and over to the packers to make room for the new calves coming in. So that does add a little bit of shakiness to the feeder cattle market. But the bottom line is, I think that both the lives and the feeder cattle market have performed well, better than a lot of people expected, especially since you have record numbers of cattle on feed. You've had record beef production, but the demand has been there to absorb it. As you head into the fall, you got a big corn crop coming. Granted, there are delays to the harvest because of some, you know, heavy rains across the eastern plains and western Midwest. But by and large, that crop will get cut, and demand for calves, I think, will be quite strong among the smaller farmer feeders throughout the Midwest and the northern plains. Winter wheat growing conditions look good in the southern plains. That should increase demand for grass calves as well. Not to mention the spring storm killed a fair amount of calves, and I think that's going to show up here as the feedlots and the small farmer feeders look for calves to background for a while or place. Those numbers are going to be a bit tighter than what we'd expect to see given the herd expansion that we've been looking at over the last few years. So a lot of dynamics going on in the cattle complex, but the bottom line, I think, is that plentiful feed is going to lead to good demand for the feeder cattle. We've seen that. We've seen the cattle kind of defy the odds of record numbers on feed, and they've just continued to ratchet their way higher. What would really pull the rug from this, I think, is external, and that's the stock market, which was down over 300 points throughout much of the cattle trading session before it bounced a little bit and only closed down a couple hundred. But that would certainly cut into domestic demand and definitely would have an impact on the market. That's been the one caveat to being bullish in this market, is it does depend on a healthy economy, or at least the perception of a healthy economy, which we've had. And if that starts to get rattled, beef is going to be one of the first things that consumers walk away from, and certainly would not be a good timing for that. So that has me a bit nervous. Could partly explain the pressure in the market yesterday and also the gaps yesterday. But we'll see where we go. We're still holding the important support levels of those old breakouts. Looks like we're probably going to come down and take another look at them and retest them. But we're still holding. And until we break below that with some energy, then I still think our upward trajectory is intact. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.